Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Drug counselors are warning of a statewide crisis threatening drug addicts who suddenly lost their supply of a new anti-addiction drug. The medication is called Vivitrol. The prime prescriber and supplier of the drug is a statewide chain of medical centers that collapsed last week when the chain's owner, Dr. Punya Mertala Kishore, was indicted by a Massachusetts grand jury. WBUR's David Boeri visited the last center to close.
As of 5 o'clock today, we are officially closing our doors.
That's what they're telling callers, but upstairs at the Weymouth Medical Practice, it's not at all clear what officially closing means. After all, the staff hasn't been paid in 8 weeks, and they haven't heard from the owner since he stopped paying them. Like medical assistant Joe Disroach, they're not sure what to tell people, calling in desperation for another source of the anti-addiction medication.
What are they saying?
Just nothing. Just why? Why? I mean, they don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. And I don't know where to tell them anymore.
Because there really aren't a lot of options for getting Vivitrol, are there?
There's not.
From 30 treatment centers across the state, the corporation known as Preventive Medicine Associates had collapsed to just one here in Weymouth. On this day, it was an hour and a half from closing its doors, too. And because these treatment centers were the state's predominant supplier of Vivitrol, the heroin and OxyContin addicts who were its patients have suddenly been cut off. Like Josh.
Where are you going to go?
No idea. I gotta find that out. It's a shame, though. Horrible. A bunch of drug addicts are gonna be out in the street, you know what I'm saying?
Like, over 1,000 of them will be on the street.
Well, people who it works for probably know better. I know this kid. How you doing, buddy?
Beside him in the waiting room is a kid named Joe, an addict who's with his mother, who just chimed in. Like Josh and Joe and his mother, addicts and their parents requested we not use full names to protect their reputations. Here's Joe's mom.
The Vivitrol shot works awesome. It's just sad.
You're worried that you're not going to find a supply of it?
Yes, very worried. I'm worried for the 1,000 kids that'll be on the street Monday morning with no place to go. It's a sin. The man should be ashamed of himself. He should be in jail. He just ruined all those lives.
The man is Dr. Punya Mertala Kishore of Brookline, the sole corporate owner of the statewide chain that includes the Weymouth Medical Practice. Dr. Kishore built a mini-empire tied to the locally manufactured drug Vivitrol. The media-savvy Kishore had been considered a rising star in the field of drug addiction research and treatment. He operated the National Library of Addictions and the American College of Addiction Medicine. Over the past 4 years, according to a state prosecutor, he's brought in $20 million in insurance payments from MassHealth alone. When Kishore came under investigation for fraud, MassHealth withheld his reimbursements, and the bottom started falling. After he was indicted last week on charges of paying kickbacks and bribes, the attorney general suggested a rolling wave of fraud charges would soon follow.
Make it even. Do you want to scooch down your jeans for me, bro?
All that remains of Kishore's comet is the acclaimed success of Vivitrol itself, which nurse practitioner Anna Steinkraus is preparing to inject into the left buttock of a 27-year-old addict. First approved in 2006 for the treatment of alcohol addiction and cleared for the treatment of opioid addiction last year, Vivitrol is known as an opiate receptor antagonist. That means addicts who get one shot a month can't get high from such drugs as heroin and OxyContin. And Vivitrol users say they have increasingly diminished or no cravings whatsoever for opiates. Steinkraus says that Vivitrol itself is not addictive.
So you will not have withdrawal symptoms. Methadone or Suboxone, if you stop taking those treatments, you will withdraw from it because there is an opiate component to them.
This one office in Weymouth alone was getting 700 to 1,000 patient visits a month. That came to a crash last Friday at 5. At other clinics in the chain, many patients had already discovered the news as they showed up at closed doors, behind which their charts are locked up and unavailable. Anna Steinkraus.
With a patient population of substance abusers, trust is so much harder to build. And when you have that trust and they've gained that confidence and that comfort in you, that abandonment is just that much stronger. And it's heartbreaking. I've been crying with patients all week. It's horrible.
In a health alert last Friday, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health expresses great concern about the increased possibility of relapses and the high risk of overdoses. The state says it's working on finding providers who offer Vivitrol and would give priority to patients of Dr. Kishore's clinics. But the staffers here in Weymouth say they've already discovered that the few alternative programs are at full capacity, with full waiting lists as well. Next to the poster board where staffers were taking down thank you letters and obituaries of former patients, Jen Ulick was pointed.
We're afraid to read the obituaries because we're afraid of how many patients are going to die.
These staffers, who've been working without wages for 2 months out of commitment to the patient's well-being, accused Dr. Kishore of abandoning that care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.